Yesterday we put up, James did actually put up the plaque that was given me, tetelestai, which is the Greek word that's translated, it is finished. We've talked about that a lot lately. That's actually just one word, tetelestai, and it has several meanings. It means to, it's finished, or to bring to an end. It means perfect. It means the word accomplished or the word completed would be one of the words again. And I think all those words, all those definitions of tetelestai represent what Christ accomplished at the cross. One of the things I was writing this morning is that when Jesus hung on the cross, in the spiritual sense, he was high enough to see in two different directions what the man's history, starting at the garden and the fall of man, and what was the problem, and man's future, which would conclude with the second coming again and the new heavens and a new earth. And the cross, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus was to take care of the past and guarantee what he saw in the future in terms of doing something about the old creation that was ruined and raising up a whole new creation, doing something totally new. Jesus said, I came to make all things new. But I thought about that in particular in this last night. Technical things are a real challenge. I think I'm not too sad about that, actually, except that when you're asked to deal with them. So I did a open forum type thing, and one of the questions that somebody asked me was, what about spiritual warfare when the enemy's under attack? What is it you're supposed to do? And there's something the Lord showed me a while ago, and one of the things I've said is that I believe that there is a devil. I'm a conservative, Bible-believing Christian. And I believe what the Bible says. I believe that there is a devil, and sometimes we have to deal with him. But I don't believe in the devil. I refuse to give him any credit. Or to give him, seems like so many Christians treat the devil as if he's on equal footing with the Lord, and depending on how we handle things, either he wins or God wins. And I do know our activity and the choices that we make a difference, but we have to see things from the cross. So you can't really see. The cross is about redemption, and redemption takes care of the past and guarantees a new future. So you can't see reality anymore. You can't see history is now his story. And from the cross, Jesus redeemed in his crucifixion, an old order came to an end. In his resurrection, a new order began. That's the whole story. The foundation of the New Testament is that because of the finished work of Jesus, that there is the birthing of a whole new creation and a whole new humanity. But the old had to be taken care of. This is a place from Isaiah 40, speaking, and it's all sort of prophetic about the coming messianic work of the Lord. It says, O comfort my people, says the Lord your God. Speak kindly to Jerusalem and call out to her that her warfare has ended, that her iniquity has been removed, that she has received the Lord's hand double for all of our sins. Now, there are several things that he said. He said, one, your iniquities have been removed. Secondly, your warfare is ended. And thirdly, you're going to receive double from what you had before. Is there spiritual warfare that we're involved in as believers? Yes. In the fact that we come under attack. But the way we deal with spiritual warfare isn't that we go on the attack to try to defeat him. Jesus said, it's ended. It's finished. And part of what he was saying was about the enemy's reign. It's over. It's ended. It's finished. The scripture that Deacon Bracken read said that the enemy's kingdom, this is sad. Demons are pretty terrible creatures, not very holy and very godly. But they have enough sense to not be divided among themselves. Christians who are called holy can't seem to get that at all. The enemy had enough sense to realize even demons know they won't be divided against themselves. They can't be conquered. Christians don't get it, that the reason that sometimes we're so inept is this goofy thing of division, divisiveness, and criticalness, and nonsense we walk in all the time. Amazing. Even demons are smarter. But the way the enemy could be defeated is by somebody binding up the strong man. And if you conquer the strong man, the guy who's armed, the guy who's guarding the house, then one of the other gospels says, then you can just tell him and take all the plunder that he has because there's nobody there to stop you. That's what Jesus did at the cross. He bound the strong man. The enemy was defeated. And when warfare comes, it's not that we get engaged by trying to defeat him. We are engaged by standing our ground and saying, boo, you've been defeated. And you're a liar. And I'm not going to listen to anything you have to say. You have no place here. It's ended for you. It's over for you. Your 15 minutes of fame is done. Come and gone. That's the truth. But what the enemy loves to do is waste our time and draw attention to himself. So he gets Christians all over the place just involved in spiritual warfare. See, the scripture says we wrestle not with flesh and blood, with powers and principalities. But in that same verse, he says three times, stand firm, stand firm, stand firm. That's our wrestling. It's as if Jesus bound them up in the worst wrestling hold, the most inescapable wrestling hold in history. And then he just said, now just hold that. Don't wrestle with him. Just, I got him now. Just maintain that position of victory. We don't fight for victory. We fight from victory. That's a totally different mindset. A totally different approach. You're the one with authority, not the devil. He does have power. But he can only exercise authority over you if you come into agreement with him. And then it's a lie, it's a deception, it's a trespasser that you're letting stroll all over land that doesn't belong to him. Just take up the big weapon, the cross, and say, off, out, done. Jesus already said, finished. It's over. And in that sense, the warfare is ended. He has no rights. And so when Christ at the cross looked back at the old creation, he looked back at guilt, man's condemnation and judgment, he looked back at Satan's reign, he said, ended, finished. And then he looked forward to humanity's future, to the whole creation's future, he said, perfect. I've done everything. New birthing. Born again. And it will be totally manifested in the end. A new heavens, a new earth. Completed. Accomplished. Past taken care of. Future taken care of. Old gone. New's come. That's what that word means. That's what Jesus meant when he said, tetelestai. And then here's the cool thing. Why would he do such? I mean, shouldn't he just went zap and then and then we were done? You know? No. I'll tell you why he did it. Between the two places where the words in verse 28 and then verse 30, where he uses the word having accomplished all things, same word as finished, is finished. Perfect, accomplished. He says this one little thing, because I thirst. I thirst for you. Because of his amazing, infinite love for us, the thirsting heart of God. That's why he did it. He did it all. It's grace. All you need to do is receive it. That's the same thing with spiritual warfare. Either believe it, receive what he's done and manifest it, or get into hand-to-hand combat with somebody who's already been defeated but wants you to think it's guerrilla warfare with him. And he gets you into shadow boxing because he wastes your time and keeps you distracted and draws all the attention to himself. The only attention the enemy ever deserves is boo. Stand in you with Christ and go, it ended for you. What did Jesus do? When he was being tempted for those 40 days, or put up for the while, he finally just said, done. Done. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.